Idea. Today is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not really a day for litvaks in general, but it is associated with the personality of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And I wanted to discuss a little bit about that famous Gemara in Bava Malikin with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and what it can teach us, and maybe even how it relates in particular to your group. You all know the story. Three of the Tanoim were engaged in conversation, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai, about Roman technological advances. And there were three deos about, how to relate to this. So one deo was silence. The other deo was that it's a positive thing, Yeshuvah Shalolam. And the day of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was to say, L'hanos Atzman, that these people are just doing it for their own glory and their own benefit. And of course, that led to the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, very fascinating character in the Gemara in his own right, to have to seek refuge first in the Beis Medrash, and then when they were concerned that they would be exposed in the Beis Medrash, so they had to go to a Ma'ara, which served as a Beis Medrash as well, as the Gemara goes on to describe. For 12 years, much like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, there was this kind of immersion in Torah. Just Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son. We know about their special carob diet there. We know about the way that they handled their clothing. But that's not my primary focus this morning. On the contrary, I'd like to talk about the exit from the Ma'ara. And the Gemara describes that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Eliezer were incapable of dealing with the world as such. They had spent the previous 12 years in an immersive mode of Torah study. And to see people simply engaged in the world as it is, V'asafta deganecha, to quote from Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara Brachos, Lamed Hei, that we'll all learn next year, Haneg b'hen minag de'archeretz, that you have to work. This was not something that they could handle. Psychologically, spiritually. And the Gemara describes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai destroying the world, metaphorically or literally. And the Baskel comes out and says three words, L'charev olami yatzasa. You came out of the Ma'ara, now that the danger has passed from the Romans, to destroy the world. That's what your Torah is. Your Torah is the Torah not of Eitz Chaim Hilamachzikim Ba, but the Torah of Churban, the Torah of intolerance, the Torah of anger. Chizru Lachem L'Maraschem. Go back. Go back. You apparently missed the Pasuk Mishlei, Derecha Darcheinom V'chol Nesivo Seha Shalom. You apparently missed the Mishnah Avos, Hevi Mi Talmidev Shel Aaron, Oiv Shalom V'Rodev Shalom Oiv Esabrios, Mekarvan la Torah. Chizru lachem lemarascha. Another year, they come out again. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is still, as younger people often are, zealous, destroying. And the Gemara says that whatever Rabbi Lazar was machi, Reb Shimon masi, he was healing what his son was destroying. And Shimon apparently got the message. Shimon bar Yochai. And then they encounter, of course, the Jew. The Platonic Jew on Erev Shabbos. And he's holding, what is he holding? The two Hadassim. And they query him. My honey. Kavod Shabbos, he answers. Talking about a person who's not a Rosh Yeshiva, a person who's not a Mechaber Svarim, maybe he's Yodei Sefer, maybe he's not. And they ask him why two. Echad Keneged Zachar, Ve'echad Keneged Shamar. Amr B'Shimon Bar Yochai Livino, so he says to his son, Rabbi Lazar, Re'e kama chaviv in mitzvos al Yisrael. See how much there is to appreciate here. Person wasn't the Rambam, and he wasn't the Ketzos, and he wasn't Rabbi Akiva Eger. He wasn't Rav Moshe Feinstein. A simple Jew. But there's so much to appreciate. Unfortunately, the notion of the Chariv Olami Atzasem is something that we find in the world of Torah. It has always been thus. It will always be thus. And for some, Torah isn't just a kardom lachborbo in the sense of their own kavod, but a kardom lahakosbo. To beat other people about the head, to criticize, to find inadequate, to point out all of the flaws. So the Torah and this person who's associated with Torah become identified inexorably with anger, intolerance, disapproving. And I'm not to being mechadesh anything when I tell you that the response of those who are the recipients of such criticism will not be, I want to draw closer to Torah. But on the contrary, as the Mishnah Avos that we referred to, Oyev es habrios umekarvan laTorah. If you love people, if you don't preach to them, but you represent Torah in everything that you do, and that's known, and you treat people with love and kindness and compassion, then what will they assume, as the Gemara in Yom explains? Ashrei Rabu Shalimdo Torah, Ashrei Oviv Shalimdo Torah. They'll assume that Torah stands for all of these things. And what will they want? They want to be close to it. It wasn't an accident that it was Hillel Shahaya Omer, Hevi Mitamidev Shal Aaron, because when pressed by the putative Ger to distill the entire Torah on one foot, he says, Da'alach Sani? L'chavrach lo sa'avid. You want to know what the entire Torah is about? Don't treat somebody the way you wouldn't want to be treated. V'idach perusha hizil gemur. There's a lot of perush there. And later on, when that Ger Tzedek met up with other people who interacted with Hillel, as recorded in that Gemara in Masechta the Shabbos, they point out Anvisanu social Hillel Shekirvanu Tachas Kanfe Ashchina, as opposed to the Kaptenu social Shammai, his anger, his rigidity, his unwillingness to meet people where they were, to respond wisely out of a true sense of Kavod HaTorah, but a misguided sense. So all of you have the potential to be associated with Torah, God-given aptitude, work ethic. But Aleichem, it's your obligation to make sure that the Torah that you're associated with is the Torah of Derecha Darcheinom V'chol Nesivosa Shalom, the Torah of Yahavta L'Reecha Kamocha, the Torah of Oev Esabrios U'mekarvan LaTorah, the Torah of Anvenuso Shel Hillel, and not the Kaptenuso Shel Shammai. That is not what this generation needs, and that's been true for a very long time. But if you can model just Avas Habrios, Yashrus, then everybody's going to want to be close to you and to the source of what makes you that way. There's too much Torah out there of L'chayev Olami Atzasa. Too much Torah which is affiliated with holding society hostage, riots. There's more in Eretz Yisrael than you do here, but constantly berating people who don't as yet share the lifestyle. And it puts Torah in the position of being this constant screed, this rant. as opposed to an Eitz Chaim and as opposed to Derecha Derechei Noam. And we need a Torah of Anivus, and we need a Torah of Shalom. And this doesn't mean that you don't have standards. Aaron HaKohen, I assure you, had standards. Hillel HaZaken, I assure you, had very high standards. But things can and should be stated in a way, to quote from Chazal, B'derech Shemoshe Ches Halev, L'dabir Alibam. If you take that approach, you're going to get a lot further than an approach that seeks to vilify, negate, and an approach that seeks to criticize other people. Doesn't mean that there's never a time for that, but it means that the overwhelming majority of the time we should be following in the footsteps of Aharon, the footsteps of Hillel. And that was a language, that was a lesson that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai learned the hard way. L'charev olami atzasa. He had the same 12 years of immersion in Torah study as his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva did. Rabbi Akiva did another 12 years. And Rabbi Akiva came out saying, V'haftal recha kamocha klal gadol batorah. Something went wrong there in that cave with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And that's why Hashem sent him back in. Chizru lachem lemaraschem. Hashem wanted to prove, in my reading of the Agadita, that it's not Torah that did that to you. There's something wrong with the Torah that you learned, if it made you more critical, more spiteful, more rigid. So go back in there and not only redeem yourself, but redeem the Torah that you studied to ensure that when you come out, you'll be able to say, Re'u kama chaviven mitzvos heim al Yisrael, seeing the good in people, seeing their positive attributes, because Ezeu Chacham, who's the real Talmud Chacham, halomed mikol adam, somebody who can find something decent and good in all people, whatever their station, level of background, or knowledge is. So you know me, I'm not really one much for the Kabbalah of Lag BaOmer. That's not my tradition. But Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So if we can think about something today, in light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it would be that. To ensure that to the extent that we're affiliated with Torah, that reflects the Torah of Aaron HaKohen, about whom it was said by the Navi Malachi, Torah semes haisa befihu ve'avlo lo nimsa besfasav v'shalom uv'mishor halachiti v'rabim heshiv me'avon. Guys, now to study Bechavrus.